Hi, Christian.
Hi, Celeste. Please tell me something about your beginnings as a singer.
Going back a while now, but I think I probably began to take singing more seriously around the age of 16, which is 10 years ago now. I guess initially I just found that I needed a way to like express myself and understand my feelings. And I had such a level of like passion and intensity within myself. And I think that like whatever I would have sort of put it into at that moment in time, it would have translated to like a level of focus, which I took in the end with music. But I think it was just that music presented itself to me as the way that that kind of expression came more effortlessly. I did a music class at the end of college. There was about 12 of us in the class. It was quite an underfunded course and like not many people did it. Whether you could sing or not, you were made to sing in front of the class. So I remember like feeling quite shy about doing it. But eventually one day I just had to. And after that, some boys like in my school heard that I was like quite good at singing. So they asked me if I wanted to be in a band with them. And I just thought like, I'll try it. I didn't really think much would come of it. But eventually what came of it was just like understanding that I was actually quite good at making music, even though it was something I didn't have any like formal education on. But I knew how to like follow my instincts really within that sort of musical landscape. So I just kind of followed my heart, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, you followed your heart, you followed your instincts. When did you have the feeling, oh, this is the point of starting my musical career?
I think when I was around age 18, I put some music on SoundCloud and a little bit on YouTube, and I got my first manager. At the time, he was kind of just beginning to work at record labels in London as like a junior A&R kind of thing. He just started helping me, like getting my foot in the door and like doing sessions. And I'd sort of gone from having no contact at all with the music industry and having no idea how to kind of like make contact with that world. Within 6 months of finishing college, like having a manager and starting to go up to make music in the studios with people that were published and signed and had far more insight and like intellect in that sort of industry. So I think that was a moment where I thought like, wow, like I've kind of followed my gut feeling and it's led me to this point. And a few opportunities kind of like arose within that first year of being in the studios, but they weren't really things that I felt like ready to do at that moment in time in my life. And I turned down a couple of things. And then after a year or so, I came to a little bit of like a lull and like a suspension in what I thought was just the beginning of my career. Kind of felt like it was coming to an end, and I didn't really know whether to carry on with music anymore at that point. And then something changed. I think something shifted where I met a new manager. He gave me the idea that with like the right intention towards, you know, the right mindset towards this, that it could be something that I could really do. So I think it was around age 22, 23 that I started like engaging with it again in a more serious way. And it's, to be honest, it's only been the last year and a half or 2 years where I felt like comfortable and established in my career enough to kind of then look back on what sort of led me to this point. But even so, I think once you achieve certain things, like for example, financial stability in music is quite a big sort of significant sign that you may be on the right track at some stage or another. And even in like being able to quit my job, like in a restaurant or in a cafe, felt like quite a significant shift in everything. But even when that happened, like 2 or 3 years ago, I still felt like I had work to do to get to a point where like this would be something that has longevity. And even now where I've achieved certain goals, you kind of set new parameters and new kind of like limits to like where you want to go to feel comfortable again in your sort of standing in a musical career. So kind of keeps moving and keeps moving. And I kind of am wondering whether it's going to be one of those things where I always kind of feel that unsteadiness and always kind of pursuing the next thing and the next thing. So yeah.
So I read you are striving for musical perfection. I think it's true. What are the musical styles or artists you are influenced or inspired by?
Definitely, like, from contemporary artists, I'd say, like, Kendrick Lamar, Bad Bad Not Good, Moses Sumney, and all of those are people that I think have, like, got to a place where they've achieved such a specific sort of message and narrative in what they're saying. And it's also accompanied by such a strong, elevated sense of sound. Those are people that have definitely sort of unlocked a new way of communicating for me within the studios, in sort of like communicating my ideas to people, because there's like something there that exists that I can reference. Michael Kiwanuka is like a great example of that, where he's like found his own language in soul and blues and jazz, in a genre that's already pre-existed him, and even, and like folk music too. But he's found his own way within it now, where he sort of created his own genre and his own kind of, it's like sort of a boundless, it's now like a boundless thing I think he has there. And all of those people have really inspired me. I think like where I just sing and write lyrics and I don't play an instrument and I don't really know how to use the production stuff on the computer and I haven't had like a formal education in music, hearing other people get there first around me has allowed me to kind of say like, this is something I want to do and this is the sort of sonic palette in which I want to follow. So those people have been like, I mean, it's kind of like a, I would thank them, like they've done a lot for me in being able to communicate my ideas, yeah.
This is interesting because I found some musical hints to this musical style of Michael Kiwanuka. I think you are melting soul, R&B and jazz into a very personal style of pop music. Do you agree?
Well, I hope so. I think it's definitely very personal to me and my experiences and how I live and like my day-to-day sort of life and things that I experience. And if I don't know what to write about myself, I kind of take it from like my surroundings. I hope that people feel it's personal and honest because it is for me. I'm telling a lot of my own truths in all of this music. I just want to take it further, really. I think I've really, on this album, I've just found a way to get back to that point of speaking from like the source of really how you truly feel. And it's just scratching the surface and beginning to do that, hopefully more prolifically. So I'm excited about writing this year and sort of what I may come up with based on like this new idea of like trying to present the most honest version of something that I possibly can. I've only just regained consciousness in the last year and a half. It's been a gradual thing, but I think it really came to my attention in the spring and summer of last year. That's really at the core of like how I get what I want to say across, really, in its best form, yeah.
Hearing your voice, I'm having flashbacks to the voice of Billie Holiday, but to Adele as well. Could you describe your voice, your way of singing in your own words?
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I probably like someone like Adele. I've been influenced, I think, by probably quite similar singers, like the soul greats of the 60s and the 50s, like Aretha Franklin and Etta James and Nina Simone are people that I really look up to and admire. And so I think their techniques and their phrasing have sort of like fallen into my way of singing over listening to them over a period of a really long time. And it's not to say that I sort of can even compete on a level that those singers do, but I'm definitely aware that those have been like the key inspiration and catalyst for me wanting to sing and sort of trying to sing in the way that I do. I guess I try to address everything with like a layer of romance, and I try to be as, I mean, there's no trying in being effortless, but I guess I always have it in my mind to not try too hard, basically. Yeah.
Let's talk about your album, the album title. Is there a deeper or a hidden meaning, Not Your Muse?
Yeah, definitely. I think it definitely came from a sense of empowerment in the process of the last 3 years in bringing this album together and also, I guess, finding my feet in a career in music. And I guess within all of that, at points I felt pressured by the expectation of what others sort of perceive me to be and what they expect that I may adhere to or live up to. And I think within that pressure that I've sort of put on myself from feeling it a little bit from the outside, at points I'd lost sight of like what I really wanted to say and like who I truly am. And in the process of making this album, Not Your Muse was the last song that came out of that. And I think I kind of found a full circle moment where I came back to finding out who I am and what I really want to say and what I feel I should represent. And so I guess this is me kind of taking the responsibility of taking risks in being myself and not necessarily adhering to like what is of like the popular culture in like my music and my image, and just saying like, you know, this is how I am and this is how I'm going to be. And I think ultimately in doing that as well, I'm feeling a lot happier than I was in trying to take on a mold that didn't necessarily fit me.
Hey, and please tell me something about your songwriting. Where and when do you get the ideas for your songs?
Well, get them from all sorts of places, really. But I think I almost keep like a filing cabinet in my mind of all of the different things that have struck me to be like significant and poignant emotionally. And it can be something as simple as like passing someone in the street and hearing part of their conversation and that reminding you of a time when you felt that way that they're describing in that small snippet or small snapshot that you sort of hear of their life. But I think the things that seem most significant, I guess, are the things that you experience personally. And I guess it's kind of those thoughts that you kind of ruminate on that become quite profound in your own imagination is where I get my inspiration to write songs. And it can come from feelings of the typical themes, I guess, of love songs in soul, of heartbreak and longing and those sorts of more obvious things. But I guess coming of age, and there's so many small intricate themes, I guess, that I've sort of boiled and sort of toiled around for such a long time in my head. And I guess spending time theorizing like why I think certain things come to be and why I think certain things do not. And that's definitely in love. And if even if it's not specific to love, it's seen through like a romantic lens. It's kind of the mundane, everyday life, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 stuff that I find the most significance in, because that's how like the majority of us live our lives. And so that's the thing that I find to be most interesting, actually.
So how would you describe the character of your new album?
Well,
sorry, it's a difficult question, but I'm interested in the facts.
Yeah, it's a hard question. I think there's many different voices to it, as there's songs that have come about over a period of time where I've sort of evolved in that period of time myself, and I'm hoping that I go on to evolve further than this. But I say there's moments of feeling hurt, there's moments of feeling guarded, there's moments of feeling particularly happy and joyful, there's moments of empowerment. And I think like all of those themes kind of run parallel to each other from start to finish on this record. Because I think even I was speaking to somebody who interviewed me earlier, and I think she said there's like two women on this album. And one is like the woman that's like longing for comfort and to be loved. And the other woman is the one that's saying like, I won't change and I am who I am. And I think those are definitely two themes that I've felt in myself that can create quite a lot of friction in my life, because I think I want to be soft and I want to be embraced. But also I have quite focused and sometimes quite stubbornness to my character. And so I think these two things have become rivals, and they've kind of come to a head and played out in like how the songs have come together over a period of time.
Well, there are many very interesting features on your new album. So it was very interesting and enlightening, and I'm looking forward to your musical career. I thank you very much, and I hope we will hear very much of your music in the future.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope I get to come and visit Germany again.
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, and bye.